more questions for Kat?
I have questions.
There we go.
What?
Bring it.
Besides Pokemon.
Oh my god, nothing.
Excluding Pokemon. Can you give us like a top five Kat's favorite games?
Ooh. Oh wow, yeah. Zelda, which, I mean, everyone loves Zelda, but Ocarina of Time was like my pastime when I was a kid, but I never played it. Like, my friend had it, and she wouldn't let me play it.
That bitch.
So, like, so I saw the game, like,
so I beat her
in spirit.
Her spirit, what?
In spirit,
her spirit's
I beat
with
it.
Me when I play it.
Like, I never actually beat it. So I think when I was, like, 15 is when I jumped on the Zelda, like, bandwagon, because, like, I got a birthday gift from my dad, which, like, never happens. And I got a GameCube, I got the Mega Collection, which I still have to get from an Evil X. And that's
so if you're listening,
let's
Evil
get
X.
It. Let's go get it. That's
the Evil
Cat
X,
is
I'm
so
pretty
true.
Sure he's not going to listen, but
it's because he's a loser.
Yeah, seriously.
Listen, Evil X.
It's like a Mega Man like villain, right?
Yes, Dr. X Man.
Evil X.
Dr. Evil X. Let me tell you something. Those games are very important.
That one's actually worth money.
They are worth money. That trust me, I know. Because I have them and I've sold them.
It's the Mega Collection with all the different Zeldas on it. Otherwise, yep. I never would have played
it's
any
sitting
other Zelda.
Behind Coriander. Behind the Wii U box. Listen.
Wait, are you the...
What? No. Listen,
no.
Evil X.
That was a good no.
Subtle hint. Cat... Stop being a dick, Dave.
Cat will drive me to your house and I will literally beat you to death. And if you don't think I can, I actually can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with your all, you know, white jacket and belt
yes.
business going on.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's a black yeah. jacket.
Dave's going to let you beat him the first round, and then you're going to beat him the second round. And then he's going to say, $10, I can get your ass for real.
Yeah,
round.
I'm
going to
whoop your
And then he's going to put you in the morgue and win $10.
So, Zelda.
I'll just choke you to sleep and then... We'll go in your house and steal your stuff. That's not your stuff anyway.
It's true.
So we'll
stolen.
Take your
everything
we'll take
stolen.
Stuff, too.
Trust me. If you have video games, I'll take them.
So there's that. I mean, the trade-off is I have his FF9, so...
It's
which
not
one's
a
worth
trade-off.
More money? I don't know.
The Zelda
I didn't
collection.
Like it very much, but sentiment for him, I'm still winning. Anyway,
the
so
Zelda...
The
collection's worth way more money than FF9.
I thought it was, yeah.
What happened was, and specifically with Final Fantasy games... So, we all remember, because it's hard not to, when Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, all the PS1 ones were like, oh my god, there was so much money, these are rare. Well, guess what? They're not fucking rare. They made millions and millions of copies of those goddamn games. People just want them.
Mm-hmm.
So, finally, guess what? Y'all, you sitting at home have a copy of FF7, especially like with the misprint on the back, and you're like, this is worth money. It's not. It's a fucking $30 game. It's not worth anything.
To some
Fuck
people,
you.
That's
wow.
expensive.
Wow.
But
so many dreams have been dashed.
Right? Yeah, I mean, all the FF games for PS1, people finally realized they're not rare. People just want them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the price was so... And people thought they were rare. It's the illusion of rarity. It happens all the time. Specifically PS1 games.
That's why I haven't bought a lot of old 64 games, because when the other Evil X stole them...
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just get
Jeez.
Robbed, man. So
64 is a whole different story, though. 64 didn't do nearly as well as PS1. And late 64 games, there's very limited runs. Stunt Racer, boom. That's a $300 game boxed.
Well,
also,
boxed
games are worth way more because they were cardboard. So there's a lot of expensive N64 games. And especially, like, even the popular ones that sold a lot. But you gotta think, PlayStation did greatest hits. There was no Player's Choice N64. There's no Greatest Hits N64. When the print was done, the print was done. They didn't reprint a lot of stuff because the system didn't sell that well. There's a lot of expensive N64 games specifically boxed. And right now, specifically because there's a generation of kids that are growing up that now have jobs. And they're going to buy that N64
stuff. They're going to buy the nostalgia back.
Yep. Nope.
That's pretty
what
much
happens.
What I've been doing,
Gotta
actually.
Gotta throw them on the eBays.
Yeah, and then the eBay goes insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the store prices go up in collector stores.
Hmm.
I just had a conversation yesterday with someone in a GameStop about how Heart Gold for the DS is like $50 or $45. I was like, you're better off just going somewhere else to find it from someone else.
You're actually better buying it for Game Boy.
Yeah.
The original Gold and Silver are cheaper than Heart Gold and Soul Silver right now because of the Pokewalkers.
Mm-hmm.
Pokewalker, when the Pokewalker came out, it was the most accurate pedometer on the market.
I washed mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, the box and no Pokewalker now?
I have all, everything is, I have all of that.
Except
like,
the working.
My original DS Lite, the brick DS, like, the original DS, I have all of the boxes.
I have extra Pokewalkers.
I have one extra, okay. Someone gifted me one. Cool. So, like, I have a set.
Yeah, if you need another one, I have an extra
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but
so
I wash that put one. The, you know, belt clip, and this is exactly what happened to them.
You left
you put
it
the belt
the
clip
belt.
On, and then you forget, and you wash your laundry, yeah. Or your mom does and doesn't check your pockets, and it gets washed.
Damn
you know?
Her. Yeah. All right, also, so we got the Zelda. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason some of the DS Pokemon remakes are so worth so much money is because it's the only way that you can trade some
yeah.
of the older
well,
legendaries.
Well, no. I thought that there was there's a chain where you can get, like, a Charizard from Yellow into
you can.
The newest ones. But, I mean, it's hoops.
It's so...
You jump
yeah,
through hoops
and bounds, but
you can.
But, I mean, you know, now with... you can do that with Fire Red and Leaf Green on the DS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, okay, no big deal.
It's only like three jumps, right?
But
like,
what they've been doing is they've making those Pokemon wild Pokemon now.
Yeah.
So it's like okay, you beat the game, and then you go into a special area that has all of a sudden wild Pokemon from every generation.
Yeah.
Except the legendaries. The only way to get the legendaries is to get Heart Gold and Soul Silver, get the legendaries, and then port them over to get all 480. I don't know how
720.
I don't think they're there
720,
yet.
720?
I think it's in the fours. God, I don't fucking know. You know, the new
Pokédex. That was very brave of you.
The new Pokédex hasn't come out yet. I think it's 521.
I'm waiting for them. Like, Nintendo should really just, like, look at all of, like, the fan base and just start, like, paying people for those designs. Because I've seen so many, like, Mega Evolutions and, like, Fakemon that are so much better than anything they've ever come out with. Slowbro. Mega Slowbro? What the...
Mega
Seriously?
Slowbro's awesome.
We have a Beyblade. Thanks for that. Like, what is that?
Me and Tim have talked many, many times about playing Beyblades. Like, having a Blade Bay tournament. Like, actually, you have the arena, right?
I think we still have that. Yeah.
Boom. I'm gonna start buying Beyblades, so.
You better find those rare ones.
I'll fucking uber rare Beyblade you.
Let's do it.
Alright, I'm down. Okay, so,
Zelda
is your number one series?
I would put Let's it number, because you said not Pokemon, so.
Yeah, anything that isn't Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because we know
Which
Pokemon's...
is a problem for me, because when I was cleaning my room the past couple days, because that happens once a year, kind of like this podcast, I found a whole bunch of Pokemon cards, and it was like, there's an episode of SpongeBob, not sure how savvy SpongeBob is for you guys, but...
I have a toddler.
I'm down.
Yeah, there's the episode with the baby clam, the little bird,
oh, yeah.
And he has to change the diapers, SpongeBob changes the diapers and rips all the walls down, and there's diapers in the walls, and there's diapers outside, and it's like a mountain. I was finding Pokemon cards like that. I was just like, like, tackle boxes and, like, cubbies everywhere.
Good.
Pokemon cards.
I have Pokemon cards for you now.
Yeah, and that's... Because
I have them somewhere in this room.
That's what happens. People are like, oh, you like Pokemon cards? Here, have my collection. So I have, like, 12 different collections, not even kidding. Like, I bought a lot, like, two summers ago. Someone wanted 200. I bought it for 75, found a $60 card in it. Boom. So,
selling me. Buying and selling video games.
Well, yeah, and, like, that was my big thing, like, two summers ago. So, anyways, other than Zelda, I mean, it's really just, like, kind of basic, like, Mario, Sonic, I mean, Bust
Sonic.
A Move, because we've mentioned it. Well,
How come everyone says Sonic like that? You're like, oh, Mario. Sonic.
Because it's so mainstream, like, you just,
Well, it's because you're disappointed. Everyone's disappointed in Sonic. Everyone's like, man, Sonic 2? And then when you put Sonic and 2 on top of Sonic and Knuckles, it was like the greatest experience of my life. And then you're like, Sonic 06?
You know.
And you're like...
Sonic stopped at Dreamcast for me,
yeah.
So I didn't experience
Sonic
all
the
of
guy?
The hard... Like, we had Sonic Riders.
I don't know.
We had Sonic Riders, and that was like as far as Sonic went after the Dreamcast. Yeah. But Sonic Adventure 2 Battle... I can't even tell you the hours put into that game. I still, to this day, have my little chow in my memory card.
And
so
and then, like, Sonic Boom's, like, the worst game ever.
You know. Dreamcast?
Yeah.
After that. Yeah. Just stopped.
That's why everybody says Sonic like that, because everyone's really upset. Except Sonic Generations for the DS is pretty good.
I didn't play anything
like
DS
for 3DS.
Sonic.
I think it's the early 3DS game. What do I know?
But, like, Mario is kind of like Mario Party, Mario Kart. Like, you know, I had two younger sisters. We had, like, multiplayer games and only those. So.
Can we have a Mario Party party?
Yes. Definitely. Sure. Yes, we can do it now.
Can we drink?
Oh, my God. What?
Do we not drink?
I was under the assumption that would be our beverage of choice, and then I was like, wait a minute, it's a Sunday at like 9 o'clock in the morning. We can't.
I mean, if you had specifically said for us to be really, really shitty, we would have been really, really
now, good. I usually have craft beer in the house, mm-hmm. but right now, that. I have Coors Light.
but you're not a drinker.
I don't drink at all. I drink no alcohol.
Wasn't sure you're already zany enough.
Yeah,
you might calm down if you drank.
I'm already crazy, and then you're gonna take away my inhibitions. But no, because I mean, what we have to do is we'll get it all together one night. We'll put I have Mario Party 1.
Oh, for nice. 64. I don't know. Two is where my heart's at.
I think I have 1, 4, 6.
I think I still have 2. That was not stolen from me, guys.
Which one's the one with the microphone for the GameCube? Is that 6 or 4 or 5? I think it's 4. No, because yeah, 4 is the first one for the GameCube. No, I guess 3 is the first one for the... Fuck. I just know 2 is the one where he's wearing the cowboy hat.
Yes. 2 is the one where he's wearing the cowboy hat.
We're talking about systems I don't like. N64 and Genesis.
What about the newest Mario Party on the new system?
On 10? It's not out yet. There's a Mario Party 10 coming up for Wii U soon.
Okay. We bought 8. And there's this one where you have to shake a soda can.
Yes,
like a Wii stick.
I played that.
And I was like, I'm never playing this again.
Yes, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Like, this is stupid. It's like the shake weight. I was just like, I can't do this. People don't look at me. Like.
I just imagine. Does anyone have a shake weight?
No, I wanted to get one for the sake of having it, but I never bought one.
I'm going to buy a shake weight. Yep. And we're going to take a picture of Kat with the shake weight.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be the background of our website.
your thumbnail. Oh my goodness.
It's going to be the Capes and Scouts thumbnail.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we'll play the first one, and then we'll all hate each other, and the podcast will be ruined.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah. A year from now, right? Because that's...
Well, no. Well, it'll be a year-long hiatus from all the podcasting, because it'll be like... You know, like, it just makes you hate your friends. You can literally look up, like, domestic violence, disputes, and murders in Japan over Mario Party.
I feel like Monopoly and, like, Risk take the cake on that. Which, I have Pokemon Monopoly, so that's kind of a thing.
Okay, look.
We need to do that.
Okay, if we're gonna play Monopoly, there's one rule. I am the fucking banker.
You're a cheater banker.
Not cheating at Monopoly, you're not winning.
See?
Everyone cheats at Monopoly. There's no rule that says you can't cheat. So here's how Monopoly works. And this is how everyone thinks of Monopoly. I swear to God. They're like, oh, you want to play Monopoly? And they're like, no, it takes like 4 hours. No, it fucking doesn't. It takes an hour and a half. Monopoly is an hour and a half game. If Monopoly takes more than an hour and a half, fuck you. You're a fucking scumbag. This is why I need to be the banker. Because I'm going to make you play by the rules. And when you play by the rules, Monopoly takes an hour and a half. At the most, 7 people Monopoly, hour and a half. That's it. No 6 hour. No, oh, it never ends. Neil, guess what? It fucking ends all the time in about an hour and a half. Monopoly, you just go on forever. No, you can't go on forever. That's never going to fucking happen to you. It's going to take an hour and a half to play with me, and then we're done, and we'll play Scrabble.
Can we play Pokemon Master Trainer after?
We can.
Because
I have that. So, I don't know if everybody knows this. I know Mad Doctor knows this. I play a lot of high-end board games.
Well, nice. I love board games. I love board games. I'm a freak about it.
Have you played Bioshock?
When I first met him.
No.
It's awesome.
Really?
Bioshock board game's amazing.
I think I just assumed any video game oriented thing it's that's usually translated.
Bad. It's usually bad. And the Bioshock board game has nothing to do with the storyline of the game. If you play Bioshock Infinite, it's one of my favorite games of all time. But it takes the two factions and pits them against each other. Mm-hmm. And it's only 2 players. It can be 4 players cooperative, but it's 2 players and you just pit these 2 factions. And the storyline of Dwight and Elizabeth is going on during the game, and you have no control. It's all on counters. So it's like you're counting their storyline to end, and you have to finish your storyline. It's so amazing. Right. If you're a big board gamer and you want like just a one-on-one game that isn't Connect Four or Pokemon Guess Who,
both my favorite games.
Then buy the BioShock
Guess Infinite Who is game. My favorite all-time game. I need this now, please.
How many games of Pokemon Guess Who do you think we can do while they play BioShock?
Well, are we making all 700 of them?
Sure.
Because that needed to...
If we did Gen 1 and maybe Gen 5, I think I could
the
win.
The ones that you know.
The ones. If we did the ones I know the best, I would win Pokemon Guess Who.
Like, it was to the point where when I was a kid, I knew them by the 8-bit sound they made. So I kind of got really obsessed with Pokemon. And when you said not Pokemon, I still only have 4 on the list. I have Zelda, Mario, Sonic. Was there another one?
No.
Yeah, so Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of one more. Oh, we were talking about earlier. Bust a Move. Definitely.
I love Bust a Move.
Hits me right in the childhood right there, so.
Mm-hmm. Right in the Baby Maker.
Which, there's like...
childhood, Baby Maker, it's all the same. Right in my chest, right where the babies are made.
We need to have a talk after the podcast.
Can it be a mini-sode?
Sure.
Oh, Monopoly, before I forget. This is how you play Monopoly. Oh, you fucking dirty scumbags out there. God damn it. So when I'm the banker controls the entire flow of the game because the banker also has the property deeds. So when shit happens, everyone's always like, and this is how it always happens. You're like, okay, here's this much money. And then the banker's like, let me get my calculator out and figure out. No, just do it. Just make it happen. It takes 3 fucking seconds and you're going to take 20 minutes to pay people money. You're an idiot. Don't let idiots be the bankers. And then it's like, oh, did you land on Carolina or like Boardwalk? And then it's like, where are the deeds? You don't have them separated by colors? Not ready? You fucking bitch. So.
I think I play Advanced Monopoly then because I'm on the same level as you right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is how Monopoly actually works. When you land on a property and you don't want to buy it, the property is then auctioned.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yep. We play with auctions. That's what I'm saying.
we're with you. We're with you.
There's a couple rules to playing fast, besides the actual rules. If you put any tax money or community chest money in the center of the board...
Free parking.
And then when you land on free parking, that extends the game by hours.
Yes,
That is one of the worst custom rules ever.
I hate it. It's the worst. Yeah, it's not real.
It's not real. I will never play that way.
Yeah.
Third rule, I will never play by. You cannot give IOUs.
No, it doesn't work. No, you're out of the game.
It doesn't work.
We do bankruptcies. You can buy out your friends if you want, but...
Well, when you bankrupt somebody, you get all their properties.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
it's awesome. So, but if I was like, we were playing Mad Dog Tim, and Mad Dog Tim had a property with the hotel, and I had a property... with a hotel, but my hotel's nicer. So, he was
star,
like, if I land
star.
On his, and I'm like, yo, Mad Dog, Timmy Jim, I'm not gonna pay you this time, and then next time you land on mine, it's a,
no, fuck that, pay me, bitch.
You know what was a big letdown with Monopoly? The credit card one that they made.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what? And no, I was like, this
sucks. It was stupid, because, like, you have one person that just holds the thing. Like, I imagined it would get passed around and you would, like, swipe.
No.
But it's, like, 4 punch keys. It goes into the bottom of it. You type a whole bunch of... And then, like, you're trying to hand their cards back. You might as well just hang on to the cards. Because by the time you get the credit card, give it back to someone, punch it back in, the next turn's already happened and you weren't there for it.
It takes longer.
Because you gotta do all the...
Yeah, and it's like Boardwalk's like a million or something. Yeah. So you have to type in on the... It's like a calculator. You have to type in a million and then hit plus... And then pull the card out, put the card back in, and then hit enter so you can add it to this card, and then pull that out, and then give it back to both of them. Like,
that's horrible.
It is pretty fucking awful.
Yep.
And I bought that for my friend for Christmas, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I will never do this again.
I gave you the worst present ever.
It's by far one of the worst gifts I bought.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start giving people, like, cool stuff, but that's, like, really hard to put together.
Just buy them IKEA furniture.
Have you guys ever done a board game podcast?
No.
Well, I would totally be all about that.
Well, when I first met you, it was Top Deck, right? That was a thing, and
we talked about Top Deck a lot, or Tabletop.
Oh yeah.
We talk about that Will Wheaton show.
Yeah.
And we talk about that a lot, and that's where I found out. That's how I kind of got into board games. Like my buddy, we bought Power Grid, me and my friend Jack.
Yeah.
And we were like, he was like, yo, check this game out. And I was like, what? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Where do I plug it in? Yeah.
Where's the controller? Like, this is bullshit. What's this? Fucking touchpad? Kinect bullshit? So, that's how it started. And we started buying like $100 board games to play. Yeah, and we got really into it. And then, we haven't played in a while, but, if we were gonna do board games, might as well film it. Put it on a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Well, Munchkin, I think, was the topic of conversation when I first met you.
Yeah, like, Munchkin, I was so into Munchkin.
Yeah, and I only played it, I think, maybe like 6 months ago, like twice. Mm-hmm. And I saw when you had the stand that there was an Adventure Time Munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, Adventure Time Munchkin. I can only imagine how fun that would be, but I don't know anyone who knows the rules other than you guys, and I never see you guys anyway.
Here, I'm going to write a little letter. Blood letter.
Ooh, blood letter.
Blood letter to the fans, which is going to be spoken word blood letter.
Oh, man. They're rare.
If you like Dungeons & Dragons, but you don't want to do any setup, you want no setup at all, you're going to play Munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
Munchkin is a Dungeons & Dragons style game with no setup. It's super easy, and it's super fun. And it's all about screwing your friends over, which is a game people like.
Yeah.
So I definitely would recommend.
We lost a lot of friendships that day.
If you're going to start playing Munchkin, and you're not necessarily a card game, Munchkin's a card game, really, but you're not a card game, board game, high-end kind of person, Munchkin is easy to learn the rules. There's a lot of adaptation. You kind of take the rules as they come, make them their own. Buy Munchkin Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Munchkin Deluxe comes with game pieces, a game board, counters. You'll need these things if you buy just the game without the board and without the figures.
Like
you kind
of
get
you're gonna
need
cards.
Yeah, you're gonna need a piece of paper to count on. Mm-hmm. So I would buy the deluxe version, and then you can buy all the expansions, which is my favorite, Munchkin Cthulhu.
Yeah,
because nothing's cuter than little Cthulhu characters. I also have Munchkin Axe Cop. Hell yeah,
nice.
So, but that's a good one. I enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll definitely do some board game stuff, but we have to film it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah,
consider it done.
We'll do it super lazy.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We are the laziest podcast.
But yeah, let me know, like, Saturday nights and Sunday mornings. It's kind of like,
well, she's ready. She's like, yeah, Saturday night, Sunday morning. Let's
I'm
do
down.
It.
Let's
do this.
I'm on this podcast now.
You guys aren't far. Like, yeah. So I drove farther to the comic shop than I did.
To here,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do,
and
love
I spent
that.
Money while it was there, so it was like I spent money to spend more money to get there. So
I do love that me and Mad Dog Tim live like 5 minutes from each other.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep,
it's like 25 minutes for me, but no traffic's like 10. Because
it wouldn't take me long to get here at all.
Leadfoot.
But yeah, I'm totally down to some board games. I mean, I got a couple. Well, see, there's a few. Oh my gosh. Ideas.
Oh shit. How do we get the board game?
We get the guys from Supraliminal Films to come in and we'll play
and
Formula.
That's exactly how it's said, yes, too. I love it. I love it.
And we'll play Formula D because there will be like 8 of us. Formula D is awesome. I love I have it. It's great. You play with 4 people and you don't get the experience. Right. The whole experience of the game is the corners get clogged up, and you have to break not only for the corners but for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We get those knuckleheads in here. That would be good times. A big old game of Formula
D. I'd be learning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think they would too.
Sorry, and it just needs to happen then. It just needs to happen.
Nothing like playing a race car Formula One game.
Yeah,
about Monaco Raceway.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tim, I've never heard you so quiet in my entire life. Do you have anything you want to add to the catisode besides your presence?
I'm very happy with this catisode. Very happy. Kat, what do you want added to this? That's what's important. No, what I feel like I take over the other ones. I don't even want to.
You do.
I thought I was going to get serenaded, you know, like this Magikarp song that meant so much. I'm just going to keep playing this up because I'm looking at you, Dave.
We can play it on our phones.
No,
that's fine.
I want it like
us.
A live, live thing here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
All right, hold on. I'll call him. All right. I'm going to call him right now. We're going to do a live call. Hopefully he answers.
Phone a friend.
Where are you? There you are. Hope you're awake.
No, it's a morning time.
It's appropriate.
Sorry for the dead air, everybody. Tim's got a terrible idea.
We have to placate him. He is the haunch.
Live call.
We're every other podcast right now.
Yeah, yeah,
we're totally every terrible five.
Everyone hates
five person podcast right now.
Only four, even. I know. We're about to add a fifth right now.
I'm sorry. But the person you called has a voicemail.
Yeah, just edit all that out.
That didn't even happen. Yeah. That didn't even happen.
I tried.
It's okay.
I tried.
Yeah. It's really okay.
It's not
that's
at
kind
all.
Of what I was expecting.
I'll leave this
on
in case he calls back.
It was like kind of like in the air. Like, I'm not sure if they're going to ask me questions. Am I going to grill you guys? Like, so I don't know. I wasn't sure what to expect.
We ended the last Capes and Scales podcast, the Wily's Castle New 52. And I was like, Tim, I was like, yeah, he was like, I really want to do the catisode, like, soon, like, right now. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, what are we going to do? And Tim's like, fuck it, we'll do the same thing we always do. He's like, well, just whatever, who cares? And I was like, you're right. I was like, you know what, if we need stuff to talk about, I have enough.
Yeah.
I've got enough stuff here.
Well, like, you had mentioned it to me, like, less than a month ago, and then, like, you just texted me Friday and was like,
yep.
Dave says we're doing it Sunday morning, and I was like, oh my god, I have so much to do this weekend, but okay.
Tim texted me, he's like, yo, Kat said Sunday morning, I was like, 9 a.m, he was like, yep, I was like, good. And then he texted me, like, Saturday, and he was like, Coriander's coming, and I was like, even better. Coriander, the spice of life.
Right next to cardamom. So, Kat, do you have any questions for us?
Man, you're just all staring at me now. No?
It's his fault. It's his
you know,
no!
You're
like, meow!
Yeah, yeah.
Meow!
Listeners, little known fact, Kat is actually a cat.
I want you to go on Google, I want you to search
cat
cat person, and you're going to find Kat.
Me holding a shake weight?
We need that picture, by the way.
Oh my god,
We're going to find one. It's going to happen.
You guys are going to catch me, like, playing baseball and add, like, Photoshop the
shake weight. Yeah. We just got to get your bestie Mark and our new animator. Mark, you're a new animator.
Mark, I spoke highly of you. Don't let me down.
So we're gonna have him Photoshop a face weight.
He would face weight for shake.
We're gonna get a shake weight in your hands. I won't. Do you
face
like?
This is weird.
My arms feel good though.
I want to get like. A picture of you holding like a two-handed ice cream cone for some reason. Like I just think like a really big ice cream.
That's a really big ice cream cone.
Yeah. And then just put it, and you're like, ah! And just put a shake weight in there, and you're like, oh no.
We could probably get a sub.
Sure, Mark would love to.
Nothing like
too.
Nothing,
messy eater.
Nothing like making faces on a completely auditory show.
Don't get it.
Oh, now that we're all four here.
Yeah.
I want to make an acapella is the one where it's just voices, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yay! I'm not dumb. I want to make an acapella dubstep. Everyone makes a different sound, so like Kat could be like. Be like, or like whatever.
Give me the beatbox.
And then like, you know, Coriander could be like, bop, 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 you know, like whatever. And then Mad Talk Tim could be the dial tone, like, that could be like, and I'm gonna pretend I'm swimming, but my elbows are stuck to my chest. I'm swimming
like a T-Rex.
I'm a swimming T-Rex.
Is this for the tail end of the catisode? Like, is this
addition
could be a, to your
this,
song?
This could be cat.
I feel like your song should be, like, next level, because...
Well, I mean, we could... This is probably, after he edits out the terrible phone call idea, this is probably going to be...
It's not going to
edit. This is probably going to be kitten mini-sode. Kitten-sode. Mini-sode with cat.
All right.
We'll do another one. We'll do the song.
Yeah, I don't live far away. I don't have an excuse anymore.
Oh, no, we'll do it right after this one.
I don't know, like...
We're going to see when he plays live next, ask him to do a song, and we're going to travel. We're going to do a travel-sode.
I think what? The last time he played, like, after you guys... I looked it up to see where he was playing, and it was, like, an hour away, and I was like, I am not that committed.
Just committed enough to... totally destroy our feelings that we didn't get exactly what really, you wanted.
Just yours, really. It's only aimed at you. They're kind of on the tail end of it because of you.
Well, yeah. I am the laziest video game podcaster in the industry.
Ironically, the best.
Well, I remember, like, my girlfriend was like, she was like, I don't listen to podcasts. And I was like, I don't care. It's like, you wouldn't enjoy it. You don't like video games or comic books. Like, it's not like you're going to be like, oh, that's so fascinating. Like, you're going to be like, you're so funny. You're going to be like, you're fucking idiot. Like, you're as stupid as I thought you were.
In actual girlfriend fashion, it doesn't even matter what you talk about.
Yeah, yeah. She's just like, oh, you're dumb. And I told her, I was like, well, if you had a podcast, she's like, environmental scientist. I was like, if you had a podcast about saving the environment, I wouldn't be like, this is informative and fun. I'd be like, that's fucking boring. She said that if I ever, if we ever go to a convention, and I told her, like, she was like, well, would you do, like, you know, like, do you have a convention, guys, people do Q&As? I was like, maybe in, like, 30 years, like, if we ever get Facebook followers.
Well, you did start doing, you went to the conventions and started, yeah, right. And that was, I was kind of, like, listening along, and I was in that place with you guys, yeah. And I was
so
like,
here's
that's
the best
cool.
part nice. About right. that yeah. whole adventure to that con, was we got smashed. Smashed, and the con was still going on, and Leander wandered downstairs to where the con was still going on, and like they had an emergency where they're like, we need somebody on this panel. And he's like, what? They're like, yeah. He's like, what's it about? I don't know anything about that. And they're like, tough, you're the fourth on this panel. Yeah. So he comes back, I'm passed out.
Obliterated.
And he's like, I was on a panel? I'm like, wait, what did you do?
I was going for 20 minutes.
Are we allowed back at the con? What happened?
There's footage on YouTube somewhere. Of Leander slumped in a chair at the end of a panel going, yes, I agree. I think you're right.
Nice. Yeah, we're actually talking about going to Texas for a con, because I have a friend that lives in Texas, and he wants me to come during the time that there's a con and do some other type of interviewing.
I have a friend that's trying to get me to go to AnthroCon. I'm not sure, to those who don't know about Anthro. It's like anime, but like it's like people that are animals, like when you see people that dress up in the furry suits and all that kind of stuff. That's the AnthroCon. I mean, personally, not... super into that, although I did buy those animatronic cat ears that you put the thing on your forehead and on your ear, and it, like, makes the ears move. I was wearing them all day yesterday. It's, like, my favorite thing in the world. My mom thinks I'm crazy.
She is a cat.
So I am a cat. No.
She is a cat.
If we ever get bionic anything, like arms and legs and things like that, that you can control with your brain, I'd have a cat tail and ears.
Cutting
it's
off
already...
limbs. Like, sign me up.
It's already going to happen.
Yeah, did you see the dude who is, like, getting all this body modification and it'll make his face look like Red Skull?
No.
Yeah, it's this dude from
Brazil.
Did you
see the one that did the thing with his face to make him look like a cat? Like, he actually looked like a lion.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
And he, like, screws on whiskers in the morning,
yeah,
and he has, like plastic surgery to make his face shaped like a cat.
His whole face tattoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he has, like, the split lip and all that stuff. Like, yeah.
Cat, I'm glad it's natural on you. I would not want to do that.
Yeah, there's a guy in Brazil who got, like, epidermal period, like, protrusions coming out of his temple to make his eyebrows wider. It looks like a skull, and he's all red and black tattoo.
No.
Yeah, he looks. He's like trying to look like Red Skull.
I mean, live your life.
Yeah,
do what you want, but not for me.
It's awesome.
But I bought the ears, and the ears were. I went to this really awesome place. Anyone who's listening, anyone who's listening, you should totally go to the Punk Rock Flea Market, because it's like the coolest place ever. The first place I went was, like, up in Trenton, and it's, like, always in an abandoned building. Like, you think you're gonna get, like, raped and murdered in this area, but...
I'm always worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a girl. I have to watch out for these things.
I'm a dude. I'm worried about it.
Yeah, right?
But, really awesome. Like, you can find, like, stuff in, like, formaldehyde that's, like, amazing. I got my name done in license plate, cut-up license plate letters, and it's, like, the most industrial, coolest thing in my room. But walking through it, and I was, like, looking around, and it was, like, the third time I'd been around, because I still had, like, 50 bucks in my pocket that I needed to spend. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man. Looking around. Okay, yeah, that thing. And then I was like, oh, right there. Right in front of me. It was just this box with this Asian girl wearing these ears, and I was like, those. I need those. Yes. I said, you have them in another color, because they're white. And I wanted black, because, you know, they're, like, $100, roughly. Depending where you buy them from, shipping. I got them for $60.
Whoa, good
I
deal.
Was like, amazing. And of course, I only had $50 in my pocket. Swiped that credit card right away. I was like, these are mine. Brought them home, put them on, batteries in, having a full-blown conversation with my mother, and they're going off, and she's just like, judging me. Straight
who
up judging
me. Are you? You're not,
you are
my,
not
daughter.
My daughter. Pretty sure those words came out of her mouth. I have no idea who you are. You are not my daughter.
I can just imagine Kat being like, oh, animatronic white cat ears. Do you have them in black? And the guy puts them on the table. And she just slam face palms her credit card in the
That's
guy's face.
That's pretty much what happens. That is pretty much what happens. It was like, my wallet's here. Hold on. I can't get it out fast enough.
That's
like,
awesome. Well, next cat episode, you have to wear them.
I should. Honestly, like, I was wearing them yesterday, and I felt naked after I took them off. Because, yeah.
Time.
Whatever.
It's gonna get edited.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It will, because you have a new guy, Mark, who can do all this stuff.
Yeah,
see, Mark. I'm doing this for you, Mark.
That's right. We have a new intern.
Yes.
Mark, right?
Mark Roniak.
Woohoo!
Yeah, best friend, life mate, that kind of thing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Of 215 Main Street, Maple Shade, New Jersey.
So wait, are you
email
saying...
address, Mark Ronan at GameCube.
Mark.GRAC.
Mark, email him and visit his home.
Home invade his home.
So, Kat, what you've actually done is made these two people even lazier than they normally are by having an intern do all the work they normally would
I
do.
I have made them
they
lazier.
They normally don't do.
I have made them lazier, but I have made the podcast more productive. All right.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, I mean, we are stapled as the laziest podcast ever.
Yeah, you make
ever.
Us efficient. What the fuck is left for us, man?
I gotta...
You guys get to stay lazy.
That's I mean, thing. I'm doing the advertising. I'm doing the efficiency here. I'm not getting paid for any of this. Just enjoy it, okay?
One day you'll get paid. One day.
Bullocks. I gotta get paid first. I'm the talent here. Damn it.
Dave, you're fired. Kat, there's an opening. You know video games.
I wish we had a girl on this podcast.
I'm subtle like that.
Yeah.
I'm subtle.
I didn't pick up on that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about women and being objectified, and he just kind of was, yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
Woohoo! But I'm pretty sure it was along the lines of, yeah, who cares? Women objectified, whatever.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Be a girl for an opinion.
There's no road between the kitchen and the bedroom.
Yeah.
And your license. You don't need a watch. There's a clock on the stove.
Were you there?
I listened to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he actually does listen to the podcast.
Oh, he proved that by doing all of the little bump things at the beginning as me. Fantastic.
Yes, there's new Mad Dog Tim, not me, only Mad Dog Tim speaking, intros, promos coming up. So hopefully, I'm very eager
awesome.
To hear those.
Awesome.
We should do more of those, though.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
We should bank a bunch. Kat, I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me for what?
You're going to do something.
What's going on?
It's happening.
All right.
Yeah.
It's happening. Or Mark's not our intern.
You hear that, Mark?
Playing hardball.
You hear that, Mark?
I'm always going to have that. They're like, I'm going to fire Mark. You're not paying Mark. You're going to make him stop
doing
all
If you don't
work.
Do what we want, you're firing Mark.
We should do that as a gag. We'll just like treat him like total garbage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He'll pick up on it. He's a fun guy.
So how I act in real life?
No, it's fine.
It's not an act. It's not an act
it's
at all.
It's not an act. Just a super dick.
All right. Well, not to drag
we'll
the
end on that. Dave's an ass. The podcast is over.
You gotta sing us out. You gotta sing us out.
All right.
Are you gonna beatbox and all that? You gotta do it.
We've never beatboxed before.
You guys gotta sing it. You know the song. I don't know the song. The song is new for me.
Well, everybody. We've had fun. We left. We cried. Yes. We shared.
Mm-hmm. We learned.
And we finally, after 2.5 years, did the catisode.
Yeah.
Yep. I would like to thank Mad Dog Tim, Coriander, and a very good friend of mine, Cat.
Meow.
Yeah. We did it, everyone. Keeps and Scales, Wiley's Castle That's Podcast. Right. This has been Catisode. It's Catisode. It's a Catisode Spectacular! Catisode! We did it. No, never again.
Woo. Never.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Later.